Welcome to today's segment, and I'm going to jump right in. Got another vitally important topic that I want to address today, and it really is around being able to release the chains and break all the barriers of things that are holding you back from making your next best move, right? Because this is what it's really about, being able to keep moving forward. But it's hard to move forward when it's like driving with having your foot on the brakes. If you have something that's binding you and something that's weighing you down, you have to be able to release that, break free from whatever it is so that you can make those moves. The reason why this is important is because a lot of times people feel very restricted in terms of being able to make the moves that are going to be required. And so a lot of times what happens is that you limit yourself by focusing on just a particular aspect or area that you keep wanting to bring into fruition, and you are not exploring your options, right? And that's why on this particular platform, as it relates to being able to leverage multiple trades, is that you get to shift into the different levels of what you can bring to the table so that you aren't limited. So being able to break the barriers of what is really restricting you, what is holding you back. And for a lot of people, it is simply that they're being held back because they are focusing on one or two skills or one or two, life sets of skills or so, and not being able to look at the expansiveness of who they are so that they can start to move forward. Can start to move forward. So as you're making these different moves in your life, you want to be able to examine the whole of your experience and see where can I leverage a certain aspect and area of my life to move forward. Maybe I'm bound by the fact that I think I have to keep doing this thing I've been doing. Or maybe I'm working on something that I want to bring into fruition and it's not coming into fruition. And maybe I'm spending too much time working there and I'm not actually bringing forth another level of gifting that needs to come forth. So that's why I wanted to talk about this because it's very important. This is a time where people are really geared up to make moves, but sometimes they're not making the more expansive moves. They're still making kind of lateral moves when it's time to really be longitudinal and latitudinal, not one or the other. It's time to be both. And so the expansiveness means, yes, look at your reservoir or your resume, so to speak, and explore all the different options that you have so that you can start to make some full-fledged boss ass moves and magnate type of moves, right? So that you can get yourself out of whatever situation that you're in. And I'm not saying that it's a bad situation. I'm just saying that it can be a situation that is restricting you, is confining you. What is it that you need to look at and then make the shifts? A lot of times it's something very subtle, yet significant, right? So look at the whole range of and whole spectrum of who you are, what you bring to the table. Look at the prism of who you are and see in these multifaceted ways how you can start to move forward, how you can make the right next moves and your right best next move by examining what trade do I need to bring to the table today? What skill set? What part of my life mastery, personal, professional, spiritual, educational, what part of me needs to come out during this time so that I can unbind myself, release myself from whatever the situation is, jettison some weight as it relates to whatever is holding you back, whatever's weighing you down. And you do have to do some examination for that, right? But just know you're not out of options. Even when you think that you are, you're never out of options. You're never out of opportunities. It's just perception and making the shifts to see things in a different light, right? So it's expanded awareness and next level comprehension for clarity. So we can call it expanded vision and expanded clarity. But you need all of that to be able to make the moves that you're here to make, right? Because this is the season to be making it on some major levels. I mean, that's like not playing around with this thing. You're here to play full out. But I'm just going to say it, you can't play full out if you're still leveraging the same things you've constantly been doing, even if you have been successful. I've done a talk on other platforms around the particular aspect of routines and rituals. They can either reward you or they can ruin you. And sometimes you have to look at what is the routine that, yes, has brought me rewards, and maybe I'm still benefiting from those rewards. But what other aspects are ruining me too? And where am I settling where it's good and it's been good, but it's not expanding me to great? Or what happens when great, when you're good and great that has been or still is starting to expire? What is emerging? What is now on the horizon? What do you need to be preparing for? Or what have you prepared for that you aren't even aware you've prepared for? But now you need to look and examine that, all right? Look at the trades. Look at the trades. Look at all your trades, all right? And examine, because it will show you then what you need to be leveraging during this time, what moves you need to be making, and what you need to be letting go of. But not just letting go. What do you now need to embrace? What do you now need to receive? All right. So you have to think about these particular aspects as it relates to the whole spectrum of your life at this phase, right? Because when you're making certain moves and you're leveraging all the different trades of life, which is your different aspects of life, right? Yeah, you want to make sure you bring in the fullness of you that is required at a particular time, and all you can do is make moves for this phase. But the moves that you're making during this phase, they are impacting what your future outcome is going to look like. So the future is always happening now, always happening now. Simultaneously, the present and future are always dancing, all right? They're always mingling together, and even aspects and elements of what we call the past, so to speak. They all are operating, but bringing you to the higher awareness of what's going to be most important and what's most relevant, because the power is in the now. So you can pull, yes, some aspects from the past and the future, but everything's happening now, and what's going to be emerging in the next now, which is the future. So make sure that you're examining the whole of your life and looking at what trade, what do you need to leverage, during this particular phase, so that you can lighten the load and start to accelerate. Because once you lighten that load, you jettison some weight, and you break those chains, you break the barriers, you're going to see yourself like light years, just. But I can guarantee you it's going to be because you brought some level of the wholeness of you to the table in order, to make those best next moves. All right. So that is my empowerment for you during this particular segment. They'll make those best next moves and bring all of who you are to the table and leverage which parts are saying it's my time. It's time for you to be doing this with me. You got to pay attention. You got to be present. As I always say, life is like chess, and you got to be instinctual. You got to be intuitive. You have to be connected to the game of life so that you can play out. And again, all trades is like all hands on deck. When you bring all trades to the table, you can make all types of moves that are going to benefit you and others at the highest level. All right. So I am wishing you the absolute best. And of course, I look forward to being back with you soon. Until then, make those moves, the best moves that you can. And yeah, I'm wishing you all the best. And I'll see you in the next segment.